So Laura Linney won, and the thing I noticed about her is how shiny she was. I was expecting to see Circuitry Man somewhere in this.
She's a great actress, I believe. I think I did not see the miniseries. I did see The Savages with her and Philip Seymour Hoffman. She's quite good.
She was shiny as all daylight, though.
She kissed Tom Hanks in the audience. I noticed as she was going up there, she kissed him on the lips, which would be nice. I would like to have a job where I, every once in a while, I got to smooch Tom Hanks. Give him a little peck. Unexpected.
He'd be that thing that you do?
And I'd kiss him and I'd go, give one for, I'd kiss him twice and I'd say, give one of these to Colin.
Do you think so, really?
And I'd kiss him again and say, give this one to Scolari, old Peter Scolari, Pete Scolari.
Oh, you've officially. What's this commercial for? Oh, this is for the. Is this for the new Tim Roth show?
That looks like your.
Oh, it's that horrible movie with Clive Owen. Does this look like the most generic movie ever?
It does, but Naomi Watts is in it. I always like to see her and stuff.
And Armin Mueller-Stahl.
You gotta like. What's his face? You don't like him?
I love Clive Owen, but he chooses his roles poorly.
Did you see how rotten Susan Sarandon looked?
She looked fine.
She looked like she was decaying from within.
We all are.
But she looks disgusting.
She's been in the film business for like 30 years.
It shows.
I like how she looked beautiful and Steve thinks she looks disgusting. You know why Steve thinks she looks disgusting?
Explain.
Too many Doritos in his life.
When 65 years old, you reach look as good, you are not.
He's a sad, tragic lump of shit.
Yes. You know why?
Done.
You know why? Because Cranford didn't want anything. And I'm getting pissed off now. I'm starting to get upset.
Laura Linney was bouncing around the crowd like a pinball before she got to the stage. She was kissing everything.
Did anybody spit on their hands?
Nice. I like that joke. I got the reference.
The only reference ever on our show.
So, Laura Linney basically wakes up and gets a nomination for it. Do you agree?
I think so, but she's a great actress. That's what happens when you're a great actress. They throw awards at you.
Did you see Congo?
See, that's where she got her start, I think.
I'm a little disappointed with what everybody's done with their Congo credentials. Laura Linney's the only one. Her and Dylan Walsh are the only ones who've managed to parlay that into a successful career.
Well, Bruce Campbell, he's doing all right. He was in that a little bit.
And Ernie Hudson?
He was in Congo. I can't remember who else was in it.
Tim Curry?
He wasn't in Congo.
Tim Curry was Hamaka or whatever his name was in that.
He was.
Yep. You know the film that, that's the film that Dustin Hoffman played the explosion? Is that the one?
That's Outbreak.
It's the same movie.
Congo and Outbreak?
Yeah.
Oh.
Both have exploding apes.
They both have exploding apes? This is news to me. Rainn Wilson, I wish he would just leave this world. Wish he would precipitate elsewhere. What kind of a name? What kind of person names their kid Rain with two N's?
Wasn't he in the Spiderwick Chronicles?
I would not know. It's R-I-A. Is Alec Baldwin?
Is it
Ryan? Gerard Butler. I gotta check out this sexy man. Do you know that? Do you notice that one side of his mouth does a shitload more work than the other side?
Thank you, for everyone, for making P.S. I Love You a huge hit.
Actually, he says, I want to thank Mr. Depardieu for letting me let him into cars.
I'd like to thank Brendan Gleeson for his horrible hair.
He was great in Rock and Roll this year.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
I don't know. In Bruges! Great movie. A lot of fun. They just spoiled it by showing Kieran Hines dying. Did Kieran Hines survive in Rome?
In where?
In Rome.
Let's see the TV show?
Yeah, he played Julius Caesar. That was a fun-ass movie.
It's a great movie, and I hope it wins, but I imagine it won't.
Was it up against Heath Ledger?
I'm surprised it's even nominated, honestly. But
yeah, there's no way in hell it's winning. It's up against...
hold on, Alec Baldwin's coming up. Oh, it's Seth Rogen. God damn it. And Elizabeth Spermbanks.
Up against Pineapple, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Which is a Woody Allen movie.
Last Chance Harvey.
Really? That got nominated? Yeah, that's because Dustin Hoffman gets nominated for taking a shit.
Yeah.
I did. Zach and Mary? Disappointing.
And I enjoyed it because it's not like a Kevin Smith
film.
It wasn't a hit. It wasn't funny. It was just kind of middle of the road, though. It didn't have... It was amicable, but there was nothing great. There was nothing great about it. Okay. Slumdog Millionaire is nominated for screenplay. Quite good. Very good movie. I can't believe neither of you saw that movie.
Which one?
Slumdog.
Stop judging us.
Frost Nixon, great movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You haven't seen anything so far. Benjamin Button.
Oh, I see that this weekend.
Quite good movie. Better not win screenplay because that's the weakest part of it.
The reader's going to win it.
Doubt was quite good. But see, a lot of these are based on stage plays. Two of these are based on stage plays.
Didn't see that one.
Doubt's quite good. The Reader I didn't see.
No interest in ever seeing
it. I didn't see that one.
Too many subtitles.
It'll be The Reader.
No, it'll be Slumdog. Yep. Slumdog wins everything you love.
Boring.
Why? Just other than the fact that you hate Indians, why aren't you? Haven't you seen this?
Because it's not... in a theater anywhere near me.
It's everywhere.
Well, I'm not.
Justin, why haven't you seen Slumdog?
I haven't been going to a lot of movies lately. I've been renting some films. I saw Stuck. Stuart Gordon's Stuck.
How was it?
It was pretty interesting. It wasn't bad.
Meta Savari is the star. Am I wrong?
She is a star, but actually the real star is, what's his face? What's it?
Rucker Hauer.
No, the Irish guy.
Lamont Cranston.
Stephen Ree.
Oh, not who I want to look at.
He was very good in that.
What's the best Stephen Ree performance? Is okay. You have Crying Game. You got Interview with the Vampire.
You know what it is?
It's Citizen X.
It's that movie with Julianne Moore and Ralph Fiennes back in the day. End of the Affair. He was great in that.
I have to say Citizen X. You're right. The HBO movie about the serial killer.
He was very good in that. But End of the Affair, he was great. You should check that out. Pud Show audience. What?
Pud Show. Danny Boyle's great, but his head is
is that him?
No, that's Simon Pure Boy.
Boyle's weird.
Boyle's head is a guitar pick shape. Look at it! You can rock out with his head.
You know, one of the best movies I saw this year was Son of Rambo.
I never saw it.
That was very good, I thought. I would like
that, to see that. That girl from Slumdog is very, very attractive. Oh, look, hold on, Alec Baldwin's up. Patrick Dempsey and what's her face? Amy Poehler? I wish you'd take those clothes off. Express. Alec Baldwin. How are you everywhere, Alec? I love that man.
He's looking a little bit creepy lately, man. Look at his hair.
Steve Carell with a beard in action. Looks like he's saving up to be Harry Shearer.
He's depressed. It's his Dan in real life face.
No. Right. No.
Boring.
If Eric Connolly wins, fuck you.
Kevin Connolly. Boring.
Kevin Connolly as well.
He plays Eric.
Duchovny. I'm surprised he's not jerking off.
He is. He's waving with one hand. He's waving with two hands. No way Duchovny will win.
Tony Shalhoub.
Shalhoub usually wins, right?
I'm tired of him winning. Him and Hugh Laurie need to take a few months off from winning. Who wins the Golden Asshole? Alec the fucking great.
He's so good on 30 Rock, though, that's why.
I'm going to break Chud Podcast regulations, and I'm going to put the... I want to hear Alec's speech.
This is Alec Baldwin's second win in seven nominations for his performance in the TV comedy series 30 Rock.
Heard that, motherfucker!
2 years ago for the same role.
Thank you so much. Yes!
Thank you. Oh, God, I feel so old. I remember when I used to bring Rumor Willis a juice box on the set of the movie.
She is a juice box.
Thank you. I want to thank, obviously, I mean, when you do this show, the first thing you want to say is thank you, Tina, thank you, Tina, thank you, Tina.
Tina Majorino.
Thank you to Tina Fey, the creator and the writer of the show and my co-star on the show. But we have a wonderful cast. We have a wonderful crew, great people. I want to say special thanks to...
Judah Friedlander.
Scardino of... He's one of our producers who did a great job with our show this year. And I have three people I want to thank. My mom, who's recovering from hip surgery. My niece, Jessica.
They say that the hip is like the last thing before you die.
Who makes me laugh when I'm home. Thank you all very much. What a pleasure. Thank you.
He didn't thank Kim Basinger for taking his beatings. Oh, can you lower that? Yeah, sorry. Alec Baldwin wins, and in turn, all of us win.